Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The General, John McClain, joins us, brought to you by HornSolutions.net. John, of course, our senior Texans columnist, SportsRadio610.com and GallerySports.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. John, you sound chipper today. How you feeling?
Chipper?
Yeah, your voice.
I don't know. I feel the way I do every morning.
No, you sound glib.
You know, you do. You sound very, because you've had some throat issues of late. You sound very crystal clear today. It was a compliment.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's a smooth talking, silky voice.
Yeah.
Well, son of a gun.
We got a podcast to record in a few hours. I'm excited. Yeah. So, John, Mike Kafka and Ejiro Evero in town today. I guess give us a skinny on these two interviews and where these candidates fit into the pecking order right now.
Well, Ejiro Evero actually came to Houston last week. He's doing a Zoom today. And Kafka, of course, is available since he's not playing in a championship game. And they interviewed him last week. Now they bring him in. And maybe he'll blow him away and they'll end up hiring him, or they'll hire Ejiro Evero. But I just feel like it's going to be one of the coordinators who's in the championship game. And, of course, I'm like most people. I'd like to see it be D'Amico Ryans, who had a great interview last week, according to what I've heard from people from both sides, not to say the others have not. But once you bring them in, and they can bring in the other three next week, and then even though the NFL doesn't like teams making big announcements in Super Bowl week, I think that it'll be during Super Bowl week when they'll make the hire and then get on with the assistant coaches. And so it's a very exciting time. I know very little about Vero because he took over a defense that was put together by Vic Fangio. He did a really good job. You know, it was overshadowed how well the defense played because the offense was so horrendous. And so, you know, maybe it'll be him. I don't have an idea who it will be, but my guess is it'll be one of the three who we see play this weekend.
You know, John, if it is indeed those three guys from the Eagles and the 49ers that are the finalists, and we don't know for sure, but let's say it is Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, or D'Amico Ryans. I'm like you. I like D'Amico for various reasons, but if it came down to Steichen and Gannon, what's the tiebreaker there? And let's say it's not just that Steichen is an offensive guy. Like, what's the tiebreaker between Steichen and Gannon?
Since I don't know them, I'm not sure, but I'll say this. Both have done fantastic jobs. Steichen's got the most balanced offense in the NFL. He's got a great running game with running backs people haven't heard of. Both have great lines. The offensive line of the Eagles is great. Defensive line is great. 70 sacks, 5 more in the last game, and their linemen all were in double figures. So if he's the coach, he's going to demand improvements in the defensive line, which we already know they need another pass rusher and they need another interior guy. And they know Gannon Pass because they interviewed him twice last year. They've interviewed him once this year. And so I'm sure they'll, I'm guessing they'll bring him in, even though they're, I don't know what else they could find out unless they're picking his brain about his defense. And then Shane Steichen has been a coordinator longer than any of these guys, 3 years, once with the Chargers when Justin Herbert was a rookie. He calls the plays. I like both these guys. For everything I've heard, read, talked to people, the Eagles' defense is outstanding. We talk about D'Amico's defense, but, man, the Eagles is good too. So people like both of them, and maybe the odds makers have Gannon as the favorite because they've interviewed him so much and they know him so well.
John McClain joining us, brought to you by HornSolutions.net. John, I want to circle back to D'Amico for a second. You mentioned something there that sounds like you've been in communication with people from both sides of that and that the interview went well. Is there anything more you can divulge or share about what about the interview went well? Was it the interaction? Was it, just any more elaboration you can do on that one?
Whatever D'Amico told them in his first interview, he interviewed Friday afternoon after the 49ers had finished, and it was a long interview and went into the early evening. And I'm guessing because each of those with the Broncos Thursday and the Texans on Friday, you know, when you're doing those and you're about to play a game, it didn't surprise me. The word Jay Glazer used on the other two teams was cancel. It would sound like they were postponed. But I know that all I know is whatever he told them, whether they asked the question or not, they were very, very impressed. And D'Amico is, his wife is from here. They got married here. While he was with the Eagles, and they started a home for wayward children here during the pandemic. And so it's almost like their second home. And so you were talking about the way these jobs are rated. I was listening to an NFL show, and the net broadcasters, the talk shows, were talking about the more they studied it, the more attractive the Houston offer became once people got beyond firing a coach 2 years in a row. Because every talk show I've done said, if you look at the way Texans performed this year, especially on offense, it's not surprising they've moved on. If Lovie Smith had a better coordinator than Pep Hamilton, who'd done a better job, he'd still be the head coach. So people are kind of okay. Instead of knee-jerk reaction, they fired guys back-to-back seasons. Oh, this is a pretty attractive situation with the draft choices and the cap situation. And any first-time head coach needs an experienced personnel guy. Casario's got 22 years. And so then the key is, who would they have offense? You know, if it's D'Amico or Gannon, do they call the defense? Do they bring in a coordinator? I'm guessing they would call it. And does Shane Steichen want to call his own plays? Does he want to hire an offensive coordinator to do for him what he's done for Nick Sirianni, which is called the play? So those are the kind of things that the team would already know since they've talked to him at length. But I think we're getting closer and closer. It might be next week, but it could be at the latest, I think, the Super Bowl week.
John, I want you to choose between two unlikely scenarios, but which one would you prefer? If D'Amico were to bring one of these two into his home for wayward children, Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers, which wayward child would be a better fit for the Houston Texans?
You mean for D'Amico's home for wayward children?
Well, yeah, is it also to play football?
Are you talking, for a quarterback? Well, yeah. First of all, I can't imagine either one of them would want to come here considering they're still rebuilding, and both of them want to go to a team that gives them a chance to go to the playoffs, and Rodgers would cost more than Derek Carr, so I guess Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Boy, and that would be something for the Texans.
Jeremy
fans.
Fowler had put it out there.
Yeah.
That it was, he tried to connect a bunch of dots based on Casario having worked with the Raiders GM at some point, and they've done trades
together.
It wasn't even
him. It was like some coach he was quoting or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Was, yeah. I don't see it.
Leaping break. Yeah. Either one of those guys is coming here. Jeez. Can you see Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. I'll go into a rebuilding situation with everybody that knows him, including the people that have covered him for years. And I saw one this morning, Rob Demoski on ESPN. He does not want to go to a rebuilding situation.
John, some reports that it looks like the Broncos and Sean Payton may be on the verge of a marriage here. What kind of stock do you put into that report, and do you think it's a good fit?
If it's money, they got more money than anybody in the NFL, including David Tepper, Carolina. And they don't have a lot of draft choices, but it'd be a long-term deal. They'd have to give up a one, whether it's this year or next year. And I was watching ESPN talk about he has a close relationship with Russell Wilson, and I'm trying to figure out, well, why? How would he never work with him? How would he be, quote-unquote, close? And so I think it'd be a good fit if that's where he wants to go. You know, it's a great fan base. They sell out every game. He's got a good defense, and they could pay him the $20 million, which would put him right there with Bill Belichick, even though he doesn't deserve to be with Bill Belichick.
With Sean Payton, he's dead last on my power rankings of coaches that I want here now. Partly just because I feel like him leaking whatever he leaked to Colin Cowherd about how it went with the Zoom meeting with the Texans. Just, it's off-putting to me. I don't think he's interested in the Texans. Is there any chance that he's still in the conversation at all?
There's always a chance, but I'd be surprised because based on he goes on Colin Cowherd a lot. And when he's not on Colin Cowherd, Colin's got a lot of information about him, like you were talking about last week. I know this. I can't imagine the Texans would pay $20 million for a head coach. And, I mean, guys like Pete Carroll and Andy Reid, who've been around forever, they make, from what I understand, just short of $15 million a year. I think they'd pay that. But it's not like Peyton's beating down their door to come here. You know, a lot of people, it's Mike Florio, is pushing the narrative that Tom Brady and Sean Payton could go to Carolina. But the Saints would want more from the Panthers to let him go to a division rival that would make them the favorite right away. And the Panthers have a lot of pieces put together other than the quarterback. So I don't know if he wanted to be with Brady, like they said he wanted to be with Brady last year in Denver, and then the NFL found out about it and fined the Dolphins and took away their number one pick this year. That would be the place to do it. Could be he's using Denver. I mean, Sean Payton's on TV. He's smart. He knows how to leak things to get his message out, and I can't wait to see how it ends up. And Denver, to me, be just as good as Carolina.
John, are you happy for your old friend Bill O'Brien that he's back in the NFL?
Yeah, well, that was one of the worst-kept secrets. I've been seeing that sitting near the end of the year. He knows Mac Jones. Mac Jones should improve over the way he was coached this year. Bill Belichick always had great things to say about O'Brien, so good for him.
Yeah.
Is that I guess just that whole scenario up in New England this year where Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator, is the offensive coordinator. Joe Judge, a special teams coordinator, is your quarterback's coach with your young first-round quarterback who just came off of a pretty good year. Do you get the sense now that they were just biding time until Bill O'Brien, you know, became available from Alabama?
That's the way it looks, Seth.
Yeah.
And that was an expensive price to pay to do that while you're waiting on Bill O'Brien. And Bill coached Bryce Young both years, and Bryce Young did great. He should be the first quarterback taken. But, man, if you're just keeping the seat warm with a former defensive coordinator and special teams coach, both of whom have been fired for head coaching jobs, usually Bill Belichick is the smartest guy in the room. But Mac Jones took a step back, coached by those guys. And I don't know what Belichick expected. I kept thinking – he knows something everybody else doesn't know, and Jones is going to take that improvement you expect to see in a sophomore quarterback, but it certainly didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're really, really, really good at your job. Yeah, every now and then you can just tell your boss, like, hey, by the way, we're going to try something crazy. And I was about to say it might really be a disaster, but it wasn't a total disaster as a team effort. That he's just got that kind of leeway.
If Jacoby Myers doesn't throw that ball back in that Raider game, they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs with They make the playoffs with two non-offensive coordinators as like co-offensive coordinators. Yeah. That's actually pretty impressive.
It is. Not bad.
Put it like this. There's an Assistant Coach of the Year award, and I don't think that we will see Patricia or Judge in the running.
No, I doubt it, John. Hey, John, real quick before we get you out of here, does Jim Irsay pull the trigger and hire Jeff Saturday to be a full-time coach?
I just can't imagine he would do that based on what we saw, but he is Jim Irsay. He was the last coaches he's had have been pretty good selections. They've done well. I mean, even Frank Reich did well till the quarterback carousel. But Saturday would still be so off the wall, it wouldn't surprise me. But I just can't imagine they're going to do it.
All right, John, what do you got going on your various platforms?
I'm writing today about Bruce Matthews, who is going into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame tonight at the big event at the Wortham. I'll be part of the Bruce presentation. And on sportsradio610.com, I'm continuing to write about the race to be the next Texans head coach.
John, I will talk to you in a few hours when we record our mailbag episode of the Utopia Football Podcast.
I look forward to it. Guys, thank you very much as always.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate that. HOUmailbag@gmail.com. HOUmailbag@gmail.com if you want to send in a – if you got your phone out and you're in front of your computer, you want to email John and I a question, if it's a good one, we'll get it on the episode this week. We record in just a few hours. HOUmailbag@gmail.com. All right, up next, we just mentioned Bill O'Brien. If you want to hear enthusiasm for Bill O'Brien getting hired to your football team, stay tuned. We've got it for you. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.